It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, GGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Hope you all had a nice holiday weekend. Saw a report today that, not surprisingly, I think we could all just intuit this, but our country is the most diverse it's ever been, the most racially diverse, the most religiously diverse, the most politically diverse. So my question to you guys is, and it's a real question, why are we not governing from the middle? If we're smart people and we look at it and we say we're a 50-50 country, we're very, very diverse. We have all of these people on the left who are American citizens who deserve to be governed in a fair way. We have all these people on the right. Same thing about them. But when it just flips back and forth, we always go, hey, other side, which used to be maybe, I mean, we were just a whole lot more homogenous. You know, our differences were not that big, and now they're giant. It seems to me, as I think a reasonably smart person, that when that happens, you govern from the middle and give the most people the best chance of having the life they're looking for, as opposed to nanner nanner boo boo. You lose, I win. It's going to be my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is?
I think it's two things. I think it's that there's a large segment of people who make a living actively and purposefully dividing people for their own profit. I mean, you can think of names you want to think of, but it's pretty clearly been happening for at least 30 years where people have decided, whether it's radio, podcast, TV, whatever, that their job is to talk to only one set of people and convince them that the other set of people are trying to ruin them. And it works. And it's not a left or right. It's the left and right that are doing those things. And then on top of that, we are just an inherently lazy people. This is what you get when you don't participate. When only half the country even votes in a presidential election and only 25% vote in off years. And when nobody participates in primaries. So what does that allow people to do? Well, that allows the people that really care. Who do you think really cares the most? The people that are the most extreme. That are the most invested, that are the ones that it's all they do is politics. Well, then if they're the ones choosing the candidates, which is what's happening, what do you think those candidates are going to look like? they're going to look like the extra progressive ones. And I don't mean like a normal progressive person. I'm talking about the defund the police people, the people that are going to be further on the left. And you're going to get the further on the right, because the only people participating in that process to choose our candidates are the true believers that are the hardcore ones. Normies don't play the game. And I mean, I think that was one of the first things I ever learned, like, just because, you know, we listened to Hancock and Kelly for a long time, and they make that point all the time. Nobody participates in the primaries. So if we're not going to play the game, we are leaving the game to those extreme ends. And then what does that do? That makes all those other people cater to them.
Any other thoughts?
So the solution is, you got to play the game. Everybody needs to go out and do this and be, you know, at a much higher level of participation from the very beginning on every step of the way for elections.
I also just think there's a huge lack of accountability from leadership. I mean, if you want to lead from the center, you have to lead from the center. You can't say, I hate Democrats. You can't call people deplore. I mean, not that Hillary Clinton was president, but she made a terrible mistake.
Huge
when
mistake.
When she said the basket of deplorables, that made people feel like extremely alienated and like they could never connect with this person on any level.
So
now
true.
We have President Trump saying, they hate me. Well, I hate them too. That's not healthy. That's not good.
Yep.
That's not a way to communicate in any relationship.
And they're not going to change until what Kevin says should happen happens, or at least until we put a scare into them.
I mean, if normies, and I would say all, you know, if the middle 60% or the middle 80%, whatever you want, whatever, until we all get off our asses, it's not going to matter. We can talk all we want. You've got to do it. You've got to show up. You've got to participate in primaries, put normal candidates in, go vote for them so the extreme people that are the only ones invested in that process don't just get to dictate what we see.
Another topic, we talk a lot about AI on the show, especially Rach, and I saw a really interesting article today making the argument that we are completely failing our generation of kids, especially college kids right now, because we're still expecting them to know the things that we grew up knowing, and that maybe we just live in okay, here's an example. In law school, they're teaching you how to think. And so part of that was going literally to the law library, looking up a book, taking out a physical book, reading an opinion, making your notes, going in with the professor, making your arguments, and then you learn, oh, that's what promissory estoppel is. But their point is, with general education, you shouldn't need to do that. If you need to know something about the War of 1812, you can know it instantly, and that's okay. You don't need to know it by heart. You don't need to have the information at your fingertips. If it's something historical, you can look it up and you can get that. And what we should be teaching kids is how to use AI for a job. But now we're just shaming them by them getting away with using all of it for their general studies. Am I making any sense?
Yes.
That they need to pick a lane and go with it, as opposed to just shaming people for the use of AI, even though that's going to be their whole future.
So this is a genuine question. Was the only reason to learn anything because we didn't have a computer to
Great
tell it to
question.
Us?
That's a good
question. Because that's
what
the point they're
question.
Making.
Yes.
That's the point they're making.
Perfect question.
There's no need to learn anymore. Learning is silly. You can just have a reference that tells you everything all the time.
Yes.
I mean, is that the argument
that's basically
being made?
That's basically it.
It's well, then okay.
Like a new paradigm for knowledge.
But that's not really knowledge. That's just typing, and then there's the answer machine spit
it's
it back out at me. Yeah.
There's a difference between knowledge and information, yes.
We should have to adapt how we teach and what we teach to the times that people are going to live in, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are things you need to know, and then there are memorization things you don't need to know. Does anybody ever in their real life need to know what was going on in the War of 1812? Not unless you're going to be a historian or you're going to write books about that time, in which case you can look those things up if you're just going to write about it. I think there's a hybrid of what we're talking about, because what we should be teaching is critical thinking. How do you navigate real information compared to disinformation or just misinformation? That's what needs to be taught as much as anything. Now, again, I've never been a big fan of the whole memorize dates and numbers because we're going to test you on it in a week, and then after that, you're never going to need to know it again in the rest of your life. I do get the point that there's a task being learned. You're learning how to solve a problem. You're learning how, I don't know this, how do I find this? Well, if it's in your phone, it's in your pocket every day, and you can just ask, hey, what's the answer to this? It does change how we need to be doing things, and there should be a different point of emphasis. Doesn't mean you get rid of it, though. I think there's the best of both worlds is what you need to shoot for. You do need to learn how to learn if you're going to be a lawyer, an architect, a scientist, right? I mean, and there may be things that you don't.
I mean, don't you need to learn even if you're going to be flipping burgers at Burger King? It doesn't that make you more susceptible to, like, needing to parse out what misinformation is?
Yes.
Like, you need those tools at any level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
This whole idea of, like, you're shaming people for getting their degree with AI. Like, shut up with the shaming thing. I'm so tired of that. Just shut up.
Yeah, do your work.
But, like,
that's the message.
By that logic, everyone would have stopped learning the multiplication tables as soon as the calculator was invented. Because why? You don't need to memorize that. Just use your calculator. Well, I still use my multiplication tables pretty much every day. I'm thinking, oh, okay, 45. You know, like, this whole, like, oh, we have to get with the times. I understand. But to just completely hand it over to AI and it's like they do the thinking for us now. You don't have to worry your pretty little head anymore. That's where we should all be incredibly concerned.
Yeah.
Also, back to your point about the technology that was making calls to Wimbledon, maybe it's not going to be there forever.
You never do know, right? And you do need to have people with knowledge in case there's a period of time where things aren't available. How are you going to navigate if you lose power, for example? I mean, I joke about it all the time. There are so many people that are younger that don't know how to go anywhere. They don't know what road they're on. They just know the thing says turn right here. And there are, again, that's my point. I think that's why you got to have a little bit of both. I do think, though, a lot of what we hear from Gen Z people, because they're young, and when I was young, I probably would have said stupid things too. Because when you're young, you're like, why do I need to bother doing this? Well, then why do you even need to get it? Why should you get a degree for letting AI do your work?
Right. To prove that you have the money to get a degree. Is that where society is heading? Hey, I don't actually have to do any work here, but I can buy my way into this social status by getting a bachelor's degree or by getting a master's degree.
Yeah. So again, I think the if you mix the two things and say, you know what, there are a lot of dumb things. We don't need to do them the same way we've always done them. And there should be new points of emphasis that maybe replace some of those dumb memorization things. But to just say, I can ask AI like that's you doing the work is not you doing the work. You're not learning anything. And if that's the case, how are you going to go into a competitive work environment and separate yourself from any other jackass that can use AI?
The case study was a kid who was writing a term paper and used AI. And did it in a very used a lot of finesse to it. He like had AI rewrite it several times because it sounded too much like AI. And this guy's point was, if he was not going to have AI in the future, I would be worried. But he's going to, and therefore he doesn't need to know how to write a term paper.
Then what sets him apart from anyone else competing for a job?
I guess his ability to use the AI.
What? Right now, that is very limited, right? And also, if it is eventually, because we know this right now, all of these language models, we just talked about this like a week or two ago, they're essentially just Google on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, it's not actually artificial intelligence. It's not actually solving problems for you. It's just regurgitating all the information it can get. And you know, puts it all together. Like, again, it's a useful tool. I think AI is very useful. And you should have the ability to use it. We should be teaching how to use it. That's why there's no either or here. But what I hear from a lot of the argument on behalf of the students is, I just don't want to do any work. Well, if you don't want to do the work, then don't go to school.
A lot of good comments. You guys are missing out if you're not on Facebook or YouTube and watching the show. A lot of really interesting comments from the listeners. Welcome back, DGS 322. So you have some tea about Katy Perry?
Well, not really. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry have officially acknowledged their split. I just thought it was interesting. The DGS broke that story last week.
Yeah.
Like, we were totally ahead of their official statement. So, you know, we're kind of your hub for celebrity gossip these days, I guess. I have some more stories for you if you're interested.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they are going to start filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 just as Anna Wintour is leaving Vogue. I don't know how I feel about this. The first movie was based on a novel. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is like the second chapter, but everybody's coming back. Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, Anne Hathaway, Stanley Tucci. Everybody's coming back for The Devil Wears Prada 2. About 20 years after it was first released. Have any of you fellas seen this film?
Yeah.
Nope.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Thank you, Andrew.
Sounds good.
I don't think you meant
it. I don't even know. Honestly, God, I don't even know what it's about.
You would actually, you would like it, Kevin.
I have no clue what it's even about.
It's about
the devil. The devil?
Wearing Prada.
Oh, that kills it, Prada.
Okay, I thought this was kind of a funny story. Travis Kelce is getting roasted on Twitter, at least, for admitting that he struggled with his SNL table read when he hosted because he can't really read that well. He said
that made me like him.
I know, but people are being super mean about it because it plays into the whole like dumb jock thing, and people like to compare and contrast like Taylor Swift, who's always writing and comes across this like brainy way. She's dating Travis Kelce, who's like, I had a hard time reading. I also thought it was very sweet and interesting that he, you know, felt comfortable enough revealing that about himself.
People are like, is she taking advantage of
it? I mean, can you imagine struggling to read? That would be terrible.
It would be very hard.
Like, literally struggling to make the words.
Yeah. What's amazing to me, though, is that that's a person that went through college.
Shouldn't amaze you, though.
Because what it shows... No, I know. Just what it shows you is that we're not helping people that need help. Because if you can't... If you have troubles, I mean, that's fine. It's a legitimate thing. But the fact that people just passed you through because you were good at football is kind of...
Don't forget, though, he did go through college, and then he suffered dozens of head injuries a year for the next...
Yeah, but he's not saying he's having memory issues. Years. He's saying, I'm not a good reader.
When I went to undergrad, when I was checking in for my freshman year, I was a scholarship athlete, and the guidance counselor, whatever you want to call them, said, oh, okay, so you're on the athlete track? And I said, I don't know what that means. And he was very dismissive, and he goes, well, let's just say a lot of your classes will be remedial. And I said to him, do I look like I'm going pro in track? Like, I need an education. But they were offering me basically, like, basket weaving 101.
Mm.
Should have taken it. Damn it.
You know how to make baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Underwater, no less.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson is devastated to have to postpone her new Las Vegas residency, but apparently she's having a lot of problems with her voice. I guess she's just rehearsing too much, and it's very difficult on her vocal cords, so they have to cancel last minute and put it off till the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
what she
says.
Said. That's what she says. Mm-hmm. I'm just reporting what she says, okay? Do you guys see that Ozzy Osbourne had his final show over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kelly Osbourne, his daughter, got engaged at his final show. Her boyfriend can be heard saying in a video, Kelly, you know I love you more than anything in the world. Ozzy then interjects, F off, you're not marrying my daughter, which is kind of funny. Then he asked her to marry him, and she said yes. People clapped and cheered, the story says. They clapped and they cheered.
I wanted to see that, watch it, and then I didn't. I didn't like. I decided I didn't because I can't imagine it's going to be great.
Yeah, you're not going to be like that. Was a good show.
I've seen Ozzy live, and it was good. Like, even though you can't understand him when he talks, when he sings, he was still great. He killed it.
Hmm.
But he's been through so many health problems. Just kind of. Yeah. I'm sure I'll see clips, but
one last story for you. Oasis has returned after a 16-year hiatus to a UK crowd ecstatic for the band's hits. I kept seeing tweets about this. Apparently, these brothers have so much drama. They're like crying and fighting on stage, and it's a whole thing, but they're back.
Mm.
here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 334. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, let's start out with the very sad story about Texas. We talked about it in the first hour, and we talked about the human part of it. Let's talk about the meteorological part of this. I mean,
okay.
Obviously, rare.
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, the amount of rain, rare. The setup, a little rare. We've had a couple of events like this in Missouri where things get parked. And it just rains and it rains and it rains. This was kind of the perfect storm. It was moisture from Tropical Storm Barry that kind of went into Mexico and was hanging around. So that moisture was working up. There's some moisture from the Pacific, moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. Everything kind of in a slow motion pattern because big high pressure over much of the western United States. There is a tropical storm, the remains of a tropical storm along the East Coast. So everything's kind of stuck. Not a lot of push in the atmosphere. And so what happened is these storms, thunderstorms, got going in the same area. They could almost pick out a little rotation over central Texas, like a little low pressure system got parked. And it just rained and it rained and it rained. Now, the setup was, I think it was well forecasted ahead of time. And I mean by, you know, 24 to 36 hours that it's going to be a big rainmaker. Unfortunately, the warnings went out like at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's the problem. That is just, you know, you could have your weather radio, you could have your phones or whatever, but it is 1 o'clock in the morning and you could easily sleep through that stuff. And I'm going to guess some people did that. Mm-hmm. Some organizations did that. And then when they woke up, I mean, we're talking a river rising like 20 feet in an hour. That is just amazing, even to me. I've seen small streams and creeks come flying up in the matter of minutes, but this is a pretty good-sized river for it to come up. And it really looked like some of the pictures of the flash flooding looked like something out in the desert southwest,
yeah,
where the rains in the mountains and it comes down through the washes, and it's just like this wall of water coming in. So, it's very sad. It's very shocking. The death toll is incredible when you really think about it.
Dave, it's very early. Not looking for you to point fingers, but what about lessons? What do we learn from this?
Oh, boy. I think the finger pointing is going to go to the National Weather Service, even though they're being supported by the government right now. They're saying that they did a pretty good job. I think it's a holiday weekend. I think you let your guard down. You don't pay attention. I think it drives right back to the point where we're all responsible for being alert and paying attention. Be aware what's going on. And then you just have to go from there. Were there adequate safety measures put in place ahead of time in this kind of situation? Not that you can plan for this. And I'll be the first to say, you don't forecast 10, 15 inches of rain you just don't do it. It's like, no, there's no possible way that could do it. 4 or 5 inches, 6 inches, sure. I would do that, but to put on the table, hey, there's going to be 15 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. That's a tough forecast to get out there. Just in your own mind, just in the forecaster's mind.
So this may be a tragic one-off.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a one-off. I mean, it's going to happen again. This stuff does happen, and the worst thing that it can do is to set up in the middle of the night.
Okay,
because you're way behind the curve when you wake up in the morning, if you're not paying attention. I just lost 6 hours on this thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks like a little bit rocky this week for us, a little
I think
up and down.
The best shot, there's a couple of isolated thunderstorms, mainly well west, well south. I'm not concerned about those at all this evening. They'll fade with the setting sun. Tomorrow afternoon is probably our best shot for scattered thunderstorms, 2 to 8 p.m., the prime time. The morning, I think, is quiet. Could be a couple of these storms could go strong to severe. It's not for everybody, but they will be very efficient rainmakers. A lot of moisture in the atmosphere, so it will squeeze it out. The biggest thing will be heavy downpours of rain, some flash flooding possible on the small streams and creeks, highways, stuff like that, and a lot of lightning, very intense lightning. Again, 2 to 8 p.m., they'll fade very quickly, again, with the setting sun. Less activity on Wednesday. Even less activity on Thursday, nothing more than some spot storms. We're looking at daytime highs, 90 to 92 degrees with moderate to somewhat high humidity. Nothing extreme temperature-wise, nothing extreme humidity-wise, just kind of run-of-the-mill summer weather. But again, the best chance is going to be tomorrow afternoon. Full moon coming up this week. It's Thursday night, known as the full buck moon.
Mm. Enunciate clearly.
Yes.
Do not spoonerize those.
No. Which is why I said the full buck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll not be repeating that because it's already in my head.
Yes. No. Staying away
from
that.
Do not repeat.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, first, Dave Murray's forecast was sponsored by Saks Financial, and Headlines is sponsored by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. You guys seen this Jeffrey Epstein client list revelation?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi is facing scrutiny after a memo from the DOJ says there was no evidence that Jeffrey Epstein kept a client list or that he was murdered. The memo was first reported by Axios. It said investigators found no incriminating client list and no credible evidence that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals. I keep seeing people make the same tweet. Maybe you guys can tell me if it's wrong or not. Why did Jeffrey Epstein kill himself if he or start, whatever happened there, if there was no evidence against him? Mm. What's going on? Like, that's really weird. Mm-hmm. It went from being like, we have the list and we're going to expose the list at any moment. Now there's no list? That's really strange.
All very weird.
It's almost like they used that as a topic to convince people to vote for them and then said, guess what? That wasn't a thing. Of course, the other possibility is there is a thing, and now they're like, but see, if let's put it this way. The second part of that is, well, there's names on there. They don't want anybody, this current administration don't want anybody to know.
Which is more likely.
But if that's the case, they would have known that before when they were saying those things.
Yes.
So would you tease a thing if you thought you were going to be on it or somebody important to your cause.
You mean
was
like I could end
it.
This war in one day?
Maybe. Maybe well, you make promises that you know there's nothing behind. And I mean, politicians saying things that they're not going to do.
And also the sheer number of, like, in writing, like, you know, Pam Bondi herself and a number of other, you know, like conservative media types and other people that are in the administration saying, I have the client list in my hand.
Oh, they were going to release
it. It's on my desk. I'm looking at it as we speak.
Remember when they did the
big
release?
So you were just like, you just made it up?
Somebody's making something up.
They did the big release where, like, the Laura Loomers and all of them were, like, running out with these books, these big things, and like, it's the Epstein files. And then they basically, it was just what everybody had already seen before.
Yep.
And I've seen, like, researchers.
Same thing with JFK.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And what I've seen, people who have, like, legal scholars, people that have studied the Epstein cases over the years, they're like, there won't be a written list. He's not going to have a book that would put him in prison forever. Right. I mean, if there is something, it would be on an encrypted thing somewhere where you're not going to find it. It's not going to be like a book with a list. It's not going to be that way. It doesn't mean that crimes didn't happen. It just means it likely wouldn't just be so convenient that you're going to find a list of all these things.
All right. Moving on. Let's see. A leaked memo reveals that Biden's advisors.
You seem sad to move on.
Well, I just think I was just reading more about it, and it's like it's
what
one
do
of
you
those.
Think?
I think that everyone's full of it.
Yes,
it's I mean, like, it's just so stupid the way we think there's going to be justice for something. When is there ever justice for anything ever? Mm-hmm. When does it ever work out? And I'm sorry to sound so just, like, bleak.
Preach it.
But like, why do we even...
Expect
everyone
it.
Just lies all the time. Well, no one is held to any sort of standard.
Yeah, and that's the bigger thing. It's not just that they lie all the time. It's that they're never held to it. So it's just, there's just absolutely zero concept. Like, why wouldn't you just make it all up and lie nonstop going forward forever, because there is zero consequences for it.
So far, there haven't
been. Well, the president got convicted of like 35 felonies, and there's zero meaningful actual consequences to it. And if you can't, if we don't even have that, we're not going to have anything different.
I think what was clear here is that the political world realized that there was a group of people that don't participate, but would if you played to their interests. And that's the conspiracy theory world. And you became the people, the candidate, the party that would expose the deep state and expose the Epstein files. And then they're not doing it because they knew all along there wasn't some big thing to expose. Not to say that there aren't bad things happening.
Why is Ghislaine Maxwell sitting in prison right now then?
Well, they have evidence of things. They just don't have a list. They're not saying they don't have any evidence. They're saying, because they have testimony from witnesses. They have victims who are making the victim statement saying this happened to us and Epstein was there and Ghislaine Maxwell was there and Prince whoever was there. Like there's evidence. It's just that there's not going to be a grand master list that's going to say here are the 200 powerful people that are going to be brought down with this. And it's the problem here is that the people who got played are now pissed off because they're like, we got played. Or it's confirmation, right, that the conspiracy is even bigger than we thought. And that's what happens when you play to that crowd to get those people to come vote for you.
A leaked memo reveals that Biden's advisors actually pushed for an earlier time for his debate with Donald Trump in order to reach the widest audience possible. That worked out. TikTok is developing a new version of its app for the U.S. market.
Sarcasm at its best.
Well, it's just like, come on, what are we doing here, folks?
You mean an earlier time in the day?
Yeah, like earlier in the evening.
Like,
they wanted it like prime time. No,
today?
They wanted it at like 7. I think it ended up being at 9.
Oh.
But yeah, they were like, let's get in there early. I mean, I'm sure part of the reason they were pushing for it to be early is because
Daddy
Biden does better it earlier in the day. Yeah.
He had to be at Country Buffet right when it opened.
Dinner,
so.
dinner is at 4:15.
Yeah, dinner's at 4:15, so we got to start this debate at 3.
He has breakfast at 10 p.m.
TikTok is reportedly developing a new version of its app for users in the U.S. in preparation for a planned sale to a group of investors. The new app is expected to launch on September 5th, with users eventually needing to download it to continue using the service.
Speaking of things we keep hearing about,
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who's going to buy it?
So Trump is indicating that there's like a line of people ready to buy it. I don't know who that is yet. So, again, just to play into the theme of the segment, who knows what the heck is actually going on?
That's a good one.
Who is to say?
Nobody knows.
Is there a list?
Do they have a list?
If there's a list, none of us are ever going to see it.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 352. Coming up next, we have author Ed Wheatley, author of From St. Louis to Cooperstown, and also plays senior men's baseball. He's not on my team.
Oh, okay. But yeah, he's in the same league.
He's in the same league.
Gotcha.
So we will play each other, but I thought he was on my team.
What if he drills you?
Yeah, that's fine. So we're just having, I'm sorry, I was a little bit late because we're having a great conversation.
That's cool.
He plays like 100 games a year.
What?
Yes. He plays for a bunch of different teams and he plays nationally.
That is a lot.
So he travels.
Okay.
He does a spring training.
Nice.
Damn.
I can respect that.
I just got your bat. That's as close as I got to
it. Yeah. Him. Yeah. I gave you one good one and one practice one.
Here you go.
There it is.
A little free advertising.
Kevin Wheeler.
Yeah.
Right there on the knob. Cute.
You got to make sure you know whose bat it is.
That's nice.
I have to scratch it out and put my name.
You just put tape over it. Just put tape over it, Dave.
It's
going to
be like when I had my friend Matt's suit altered to fit me.
Oh, yeah, but I'm giving you that to keep. You don't need to give it back to me.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
So
bad.
What a
I
gift.
Have lots of bats.
Now I'm going to cry.
Why? It's a good bat.
Because it's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
So, how do you get them engraved? Do you have them done yourself? Does Susan do
that? Is that one actually. No, that's only my name I wrote in pen.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were like getting it done.
No, no,
somewhere.
That one's probably from one of our world record games because a lot of the bat makers donated bats to mm-hmm. the cause, and
that's nice.
That's one of the ones I kept.
He has Big Dog Wheelman.
I got a few more of those. Yeah, Big Man,
Kevin,
big boy.
Donkey. Oh, God.
Carrying the mail.
Not going to live up to that bat.
No, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, no need to shame me in my first at bat. So, Glove, why they call you the dog?
Well, yeah.
It's Wheeler's bat. Okay.
They'll
fine,
know.
Fine. Okay.
All right.
You do know that, yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but in baseball, like, donkey is a compliment. You say, that guy's a donkey. That means he's awesome. He carries the weight.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I accept
like,
it.
He's a donkey.
There's my nickname. Like a Shrek thing.
Not like a jackass thing, but he's a donkey.
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Meet us low and mention low.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.